Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're taking a close look at the ACED Coalition's guide called Innovative Ways to Boost Your Income.
And this thing, it came out just a few days ago on January 23rd, 2025.
Yeah, it's hot off the press.
It really is. And
so much good stuff in here.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about it, it's not just a list of like, you know, go drive for Uber or whatever.
Right.
It actually starts, you know, way before that with the idea of self-assessment.
Okay.
Like, you need to figure out what you bring to the table before you even...
That makes sense.
...think about how to make money, you know?
Yeah, so before we jump into all the exciting side hustles and stuff, we need to do a little soul searching.
Exactly.
I love that the guide actually tells you to grab a pen and paper right now. Like, actually make a list of your skills.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. Think beyond your day job.
Mm-hmm.
What are you good at that maybe people don't even realize?
It's about those, like, hidden talents, you know? And the skills you pick up
that you don't even think about.
Yeah, like, are you the friend everyone calls to, like, organize their closet?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Boom, you've got project management skills.
Seriously?
Or, like, maybe you're a spreadsheet wizard at work. Turns out tons of businesses need help with, like, data entry.
Oh, interest.
And analysis and all that. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty good at writing, like, catchy captions for my Instagram. Could that actually be a marketable skill?
Absolutely. Mm. The guide actually talks about how writing is, like, super in demand these days.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Businesses need blog posts, website copy, emails even.
Wow.
If you can write a clear email, you've got a valuable skill.
Oh, okay. The guide also mentioned photography, which I thought was interesting. I'm not, like, a pro or anything, but I enjoy taking pictures.
And, you know, with all these stock photo websites, even just, like, casual photographers can make some side cash.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's called passive income. You upload your pics, and every time someone uses one, you get a royalty.
Oh, that's cool. It's not going to replace your job overnight, but it's a way to make money from something you already like doing.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Passive income. We'll have to dive into that more later.
Definitely.
But let's talk about something else that's been, like, all over the internet. Freelancing.
Right.
So the guide talks about Upwork and Fiverr. What exactly are those?
So those are, like, online marketplaces where freelancers and clients can connect.
Yeah.
You can find, like, any type of work imaginable on there. Writing, okay. Editing, web design, the whole nine yards.
So instead of being tied to one company, you're kind of building your own brand?
Yeah, exactly. And offering your services to, like, a global audience.
That's pretty empowering.
It can be, but it's important to, you know, be realistic. It's not always easy.
Right.
There are definitely some challenges that come with freelancing.
Like what?
Well, you got to find your own clients, manage your time, set your rates, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's this feast or famine thing that a lot of freelancers experience.
Oh, right.
Like, some months you're slammed with work, others you're scrounging for gigs.
So it takes a lot of self-discipline.
It does, yeah. The guide actually really stresses building a solid portfolio to, like, showcase your work.
Makes sense. You got to prove you can deliver.
Exactly. Like, instead of just saying, I'm good at this, you're showing examples.
So any tips for creating a good portfolio, especially when you're just starting out?
The guide mentioned, like, offering your services to friends and family at a discount or even free.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just to get some experience, you know?
Right.
You can also contribute to, like, open source projects or volunteer your skills.
Okay, so get your name out there, build up that reputation.
Yeah, yeah. And the guide talks a lot about marketing yourself effectively, too.
Any specific tips on that front?
Social media is huge. Get yourself on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, whatever makes sense for your field.
Okay.
Share your work, your expertise. Networking is key, too. Go to events, meet people, build those connections.
So it's more than just having the skills. It's about presenting yourself professionally.
Right. Totally. And, you know, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. There's tons of online communities and resources for freelancers.
All right. So we've talked freelancing. We talked photography. What other unexpected ways does the guide say we can make money from our passions?
Well, one that I thought was kind of crazy was gaming for money.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, playing video games and getting paid for it.
People pay to watch other people play games.
It's a thing. Apparently, it's huge, especially with younger folks.
Huh, interesting.
There are platforms like Twitch and YouTube where gamers can stream their gameplay live and earn money from, like, subscriptions and sponsors.
So if you're already spending hours playing, you might as well try to make some cash.
Exactly. And it's not just gaming. The guide mentions Etsy for selling crafts, online courses on sites like Udemy.
Oh, wow.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
Okay, I'm officially mind blown. I never realized there were so many ways to like monetize your hobbies. But what about those of us who aren't, gamers or crafters, just looking for some quick and easy ways to earn a little extra?
The guide's got you covered there too. It has a whole section on like online opportunities that don't need any special skills.
Okay, like what?
One of the easiest is online surveys. Sites like Swagbucks and Survey Junkie will pay you cash or gift cards just for giving your opinion.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah. They're not going to make you rich, but it's a way to earn while you watch TV or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the guide hints that there are some even more lucrative online opportunities out there.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm hooked. Bring on the next level of income boosting strategies.
We'll dive into all that in the next part of our deep dive.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't know about you, but after that last segment, I'm like ready to quit my job and become a professional gamer.
Well, maybe hold off on that for just a sec. But I get it. There's so much to be excited about in this guide. But the ACED Coalition, they actually say to like take a breather for a minute, like before jumping into any one specific thing. Think about what really spoke to you from what we talked about,
So instead of feeling overwhelmed by all the options, we should try to narrow it down a bit.
Exactly. Trying to do like five new things at once is just going to lead to burnout.
True.
They really stress picking one thing that excites you, something that fits with like your skills and what you already enjoy.
Makes sense. Work smarter, not harder, right? Okay, so let's say I found that one thing. What's next? I'm ready to make this happen.
That's the attitude. The guide talks about taking a concrete step this week.
This week. Wow,
It doesn't have to be huge, though.
okay.
It's more about like just getting the ball rolling.
So give us an example. What's a concrete step I could take?
Well, it could be as simple as like if you're into freelancing, go check out some of those platforms like Upwork or Fiverr and compare like their fees and what kind of work is on there. Or maybe you loved the Etsy idea. Start a basic profile, brainstorm some product ideas. If online courses are your thing, go browse Udemy, see what niches are popular.
So we're just talking about like little actions to get the momentum going.
Exactly. And the guide is big on consistency too.
Go.
Instead of trying to like cram it all in one weekend,
Right.
dedicate even just 15 minutes a day
Okay.
to building this new thing.
I like that.
It adds up.
Yeah. But, staying motivated can be tough, especially when life gets in the way.
It's true.
So what does the guide say about like staying on track when you just want to give up?
One big tip is to celebrate those small wins along the way.
Oh, I like that.
Don't wait for some huge milestone, Every little victory is worth acknowledging.
So like if I finally figure out how to set up my Etsy shop
Yes.
or I land my first freelance client.
Exactly. Those are things to celebrate.
I love that.
It helps you stay motivated, keeps that momentum going.
So simple. That's so smart.
Yeah. The guide reminds us this whole income boosting thing, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Look, pace yourself, Keep that positive energy up.
Makes sense.
And yeah, celebrate those milestones as you go.
Love it. But let's be real, there are going to be bumps in the road.
Of course.
Moments when we stumble or face rejection or just feel completely overwhelmed.
It happens to everyone.
So how do we deal with that?
The guide actually says those challenges, embrace them. See them as like learning opportunities, not failures.
Okay, so if I apply for a freelance gig and don't get it,
Yeah.
or my Etsy shop is like crickets for the first month.
It's not a reason to quit. It's a chance to figure out, okay, what can I do differently next time?
I see.
Every successful person, they've had tons of rejections, It's just part of the process.
Yeah, that makes me feel a little better, honestly.
It's all about learning and growing from those experiences.
But sometimes it helps to have like someone to guide you, right? The guide mentioned something about mentorship.
Oh, yeah, mentorship is huge, especially when you're kind of in uncharted territory. Finding someone who's already successful in like your area, they can provide so much insight, support, keep you accountable.
So how do we find these amazing mentors?
Well, they're not just gonna like fall out of the sky. But the guide suggests, reach out to people you admire in your field. Go to networking events, online communities, places where you can connect with experienced people.
So put yourself out there.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to just ask for help. Most people are happy to share what they've learned,
That's good to hear.
It's all about building that supportive network.
Yeah, I love that.
And actually, The guide talks a lot about this idea of community.
Oh, interesting.
Like, surround yourself with people who are also on this journey, building fulfilling lives, becoming more financially secure.
Makes sense. It's easy to feel isolated when you're doing it all on your own.
Exactly. But in a community, you can celebrate each other's wins, offer support when things are tough,
Yeah.
learn from each other's experiences.
I like that.
And these communities, they're everywhere, online and offline.
So, like online forums for freelancers or in-person meetups for entrepreneurs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Find your tribe, you know?
Love it.
And those connections, it's not just emotional support, it can lead to like real opportunities too. You never know who you'll meet, you know? Collaborations, new clients, all that.
Okay, so we've talked about finding your focus, taking action, celebrating wins, embracing challenges, and finding mentorship and community.
Yeah.
Anything else the guide says we should keep in mind on this income-boosting adventure?
One thing that stood out to me was like, stay informed and adaptable.
Okay.
The world of work is constantly changing.
Right.
What worked yesterday might be totally irrelevant tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
So, got to be flexible, willing to adjust to new trends, new technologies.
To be a lifelong learner, basically.
Yeah, exactly. The guide calls it an ongoing process of learning and growth.
I like that.
Stay curious, experiment, don't be afraid to change course if something's not working.
That's great advice. But how do we stay informed without getting totally overwhelmed? There's so much information out there.
That's true. The guide suggests focusing on like reputable sources.
All right.
Industry publications, credible blogs, experts you trust in your field.
Makes sense.
Also, webinars, conferences, workshops, those can be great to stay up to date.
So be selective about what we consume. Make sure it's valuable and actionable.
Exactly. You don't have to become an expert on everything, you know?
Right.
Focus on your area and the trends that directly affect you.
Way more manageable.
And the most important thing, make learning FUN.
Ooh, I like that.
It shouldn't be a chore.
Yeah.
Find those sources that spark your curiosity and make you excited to learn more.
Whether it's a blog post, a podcast, a conference, whatever.
Exactly. Make learning a part of your routine and approach it with enthusiasm.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired, ready to tackle this.
That's great.
But before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I'm curious, what's your take on this whole boost your income thing?
You know, what fascinates me is it's not just about making more money.
Oh, okay.
It's about like creating a life with more freedom, more fulfillment.
I like that.
When you've got multiple income streams, you're not stuck relying on just one thing. It
Right.
gives you a sense of security, stability.
Yeah, and options.
Exactly. Options to choose how you spend your time, your energy.
And to do work that you actually enjoy that aligns with your values.
That's the dream.
It is. So, as we go into the last part of our deep dive, let's keep in mind that this isn't just about bigger bank accounts. It's about building lives that we love, that reflect our passions and talents.
Beautifully said.
In the next segment, we're going to dive into some specific strategies to make those dreams a reality. And we are back. Okay, so we've explored like a ton of different ways to boost your income.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from like freelancing and online gigs to turning your hobbies into a side hustle. We even talked a little about passive income.
The dream.
I know, right? But at the end of the day, like, just knowing this stuff isn't enough.
You got to actually do something with it, right?
Exactly.
And luckily, the ACED Coalition, they actually like give you a roadmap in
Yeah.
this guide, you know, for putting these ideas into action.
Okay, I like that. So where do we start?
They actually have a pretty simple suggestion. Focus on one thing.
Oh, well.
Don't try to do everything at once.
Makes sense.
Think back to all the stuff we talked about today. What really stood out to you?
Yeah.
What felt like, oh, this is something I could actually do?
Okay.
And more importantly, what felt like, oh, this is something I'd actually enjoy doing.
Right.
Pick that one thing and then commit to taking action this week.
Okay, I like that challenge. But action can mean so many different
It's
things.
true.
What does that look like, practically speaking?
It could be like if freelancing's your thing, set up a profile on Upwork or whatever platform you like.
Okay.
Or maybe you're going to sell stuff on Etsy. Spend some time this week brainstorming product ideas.
All right.
If you want to get into real estate, maybe you research different neighborhoods or go to a local seminar or something like that.
So just that initial step to get the ball rolling.
Exactly. And then, you know, once you start moving, it gets easier to keep going.
Yeah, that's true. But I think we all know staying motivated is hard,
Oh, for sure.
especially when life gets crazy. you know?
It happens.
So does the guide have any advice on, like, staying focused, not getting discouraged when things get tough?
Yeah, they talk a lot about setting realistic goals
yes.
and breaking those goals down into, like, bite-sized pieces.
Okay.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed by, like, the huge goal,
right.
you're focused on achieving those smaller milestones.
I like that.
And then celebrate each win along the way.
Oh, yes. Celebrate those wins.
Big
Even the small ones.
It's important. Keeps you motivated.
And the guide, they even suggest, like, getting creative with how you track your progress.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe make a vision board. Use a goal tracking app.
Okay.
Or just keep a journal. You know, whatever works for you.
Tangible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's be honest. There will be times when you feel stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Or discouraged or just like, ugh, this is too much.
It happens.
And the guide really emphasizes mindset here.
Okay.
It's so easy to fall into negative self-talk. You
yeah,
know?
Definitely.
But they say, cultivate a growth mindset.
Okay.
Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn.
So if something doesn't work out the way you hoped,
yeah,
it's not a failure. It's a lesson.
Exactly. And remember, every successful person, they've faced challenges too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all about how you respond to them.
Makes sense. But sometimes, you know, it helps to have a little extra support.
Oh, for sure.
We talked about mentorship and community earlier.
How do those fit into this whole, like, income boosting journey?
Mentors, they can be so valuable. They've been there, done that, so they can offer guidance, keep you accountable.
Right.
And then having a community of people who get it,
yeah.
who are on this journey with you.
Gives you that sense of, like, we're all in this together.
Exactly. It makes a huge difference.
But there are so many different strategies out there.
It's true.
How do we stay informed?
Mm.
You know, make sure we're adapting as the world changes.
The guide, they recommend sticking to reputable sources of information.
Okay, like what?
Industry publications, blogs you trust, experts in your field.
Okay.
Webinars, conferences, workshops, those can be great too.
All right. So be picky about what you consume.
Yeah. And you don't need to know everything.
Right. Just what's relevant to you.
Focus on your area and the trends that affect you directly.
Way more manageable.
And don't forget, make it fun.
Yes. Learning should be enjoyable.
Exactly. Find those resources that make you excited to learn more.
Awesome. Okay, I think we've covered a lot today.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about all these different income boosting strategies,
mm-hmm.
the importance of self-assessment, setting goals, embracing challenges.
Mentorship, community.
All of that. But as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
What if by this time next year, you had a whole new income stream that you loved?
Ooh, I like that.
Something that not only brought in more money,
yeah.
but also like, lit you up inside, gave you a sense of purpose.
That's the dream.
It is. And it all starts with taking that first step.
That one small action.
So to everyone listening, I encourage you, take a minute, think about what resonated with you today.
Yeah.
Pick one thing and commit to taking action this week.
You got this.
And remember, you don't have to do it alone. There are resources, communities, mentors out there to help you.
We believe in you.
That's it for our deep dive on innovative ways to boost your income. We hope you feel inspired and empowered to make those dreams a reality.
Keep learning, keep growing, and we'll catch you next time.